Have you ever received a warning that kind of made your heart skip a beat? Today, I want to share a simple reminder from Scripture that challenges us to think about what we're preparing for and whether we're truly ready. Not long ago, something pretty scary happened. It was in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, we heard an alarm going off. We woke up, we shot up straight in bed, because this wasn't a normal alarm. There was something wrong. So I grabbed for my phone off the nightstand, and it was an emergency alert. It was just blaring on my phone. It was a tornado, and not just a watch, but a warning, which means it's coming. We opened the local weather app, and we were listening to the live coverage to kind of see, where was this? Where was it headed? Are we right in the path? Earlier that day, see, everything kind of seemed fine. The sun had been shining, and really there was no weather that was expected. But everything seemed to have kind of changed in an instant. In a panic, I mean, my thoughts were racing. We needed to get our family. We needed to get the puppies. We needed to go to the back of the basement. And my husband just kept saying, well, not yet, not yet. But to me, I kept thinking, but this is a warning. That's serious. And we needed to take action right now. I couldn't wait. I needed to make sure that we were safe. How often do we treat the coming of the Lord like this? The warning has been given. It's not just a watch, but He is coming for certain. So what do we do about it? Are we prepared? Or do we just keep saying, not yet? See, in a tornado, we have a safe spot. And the only safe spot that you can have when Jesus returns is in Him. Have you trusted in Him as your Savior and your Lord? Luke 12:40 says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. See, Jesus is coming soon, and once He arrives, there's not going to be any time to prepare. We have to take action now. Just like with that tornado. My friend, if I could share one thing with you today, it's that I hope that you've asked Jesus to save you and that you have a personal relationship with Him. If you don't, take the time to do that right now. And when you're done, I'm going to send you a passage of Scripture and some questions to kind of guide our time together as we study more about Jesus' return. All you have to do is just text the word awake to the number on your screen. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.